This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. Addressing the nation yesterday evening, he said that the world has seen India's capabilities and it is clear terrorists will no longer be spared. Mr. Modi said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force.
Operation Sindoor, ye sirf naam nahi hai. Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai. 6 mai ki der raat. 7 मई की सुबह पूरी दुनिया ने इस प्रतिज्ञा को परिणाम में बदलते देखा.
The Prime Minister said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He criticized the Pakistani government and military for supporting terrorism, warning that such actions could lead to their downfall.
मैं आज विश्व समुदाय को भी कहूंगा हमारी घोषित नीति रही है अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी पाकिस्तानी फौज पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा.
Mr. Modi said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. He said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. He noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. In light of this statement, the Prime Minister said India reviewed the situation and decided to temporarily suspend its counter-operations against Pakistan's terrorist and military installation. Mr. Modi outlined 3 key pillars of India's security doctrine.
पहला भारत पर आतंकी हमला हुआ तो मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया जाएगा हम अपने तरीके से अपनी शर्तों पर जवाब देकर रहेंगे हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं दूसरा कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा तीसरा हम आतंकी सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे.
Underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism, the Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. He emphasized that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better and safer world.
Har prakar ke aatankwad ke khilaf hum sabhi ka ekjut rehna hamari ekta हमारी सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है निश्चित तौर पर ये युग युद्ध का नहीं है लेकिन ये युग आतंकवाद का भी नहीं है टेररिज्म के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस ये एक बेहतर दुनिया की गारंटी.
The Director General of Military Operation level talks were held between India and Pakistan yesterday evening. In a statement, Indian Army said that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. Sources said that after Operation Sindoor commenced, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also spoke to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on 8th and 10th May and to NSA Ajit Dobhal on 10th May. They said there were no reference to trade in any of these discussions. Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian Armed Forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also praised Prime Minister's address to the nation and called it inspirational. In a social media post, he mentioned that a promise has been redeemed by the government through Operation Sindoor. Air India has said that in view of the latest developments and keeping passengers' safety in mind, flights to and from Jammu, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot are cancelled for today. In a social media post, the airline said it is monitoring the situation and will keep the passengers updated. For more information, people may call the airline contact center or visit their website. Another airline, IndiGo, has also cancelled flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Amritsar, Chandigarh and Rajkot today. The operations remain normal at Delhi Airport. In a social media post, the airport said, due to changing airspace conditions and enhanced security measures mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, some flight schedules may be affected and security processing times could be longer. In Jammu and Kashmir, schools and colleges have been reopened in non-border districts. Education Minister Sakina Ittu informed this in a social media post yesterday. The decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. In Punjab, 14 people have died and 6 others have been hospitalized after allegedly consuming spurious liquor at Majita in Amritsar district. Deputy Commissioner Sakshi Sahana said that it was an unfortunate tragedy and confirmed that 14 people have died so far and assured that the government is extending all possible assistance. She said medical teams were immediately rushed to the affected areas and are still conducting door-to-door visits. Ms. Sahani also stated that the alleged suppliers have been arrested and further investigation is underway.
एक बहुत ही अनफॉर्चुनेट ये जो ट्रेजेडी हुई है मजीठा हमारा जो हल्का है वहाँ पर कुछ लोगों ने स्प्यूरियस लिकर जहरीली शराब जो कंज्यूम की थी 5 विलेजेस से हमें फिर रिपोर्ट्स आने शुरू हो गए कि लोग क्रिटिकल स्थिति में थे कि हमारी मेडिकल टीम्स जो हैं डोर टू डोर जाके उनको हम लोग फिर भी अभी भी हॉस्पिटल पहुंचा रहे हैं ताकि उनका बचाव हो सके अनफॉर्चुनेटली अभी तक इस हादसे में 14 लोगों की डेथ हो चुकी है.
U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at lowering drug prices, demanding that drug companies offer prices for prescription drugs comparable to those in other developed nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will establish a mechanism through which American patients can buy their drugs directly from manufacturers who sell to Americans at a most favored nation price by bypassing middlemen. Trump told reporters at the White House before departing for the Middle East that they are going to pay the lowest price there is in the world. He said drug makers would have to lower their U.S. prices to the level paid by other developed countries or could face investigation. The United States has imposed sanctions on 3 Iranian nationals and 1 Iranian group linked to SPND, Iran's former nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said these individuals contributed to the spread of weapons of mass destruction. He accused Iran of enriching uranium to 60% and using front companies to hide efforts to obtain nuclear.